She doesn't know because she, I mean, she's not used to, because the people, and people believed me and they were paying. At that time, no one was coming to me with, let me do payments on delivery stuff. When you come, and how I even thought, it's, I mean, I just put the price there and people were ready to pay. I was like, really? People were ready to pay just like that. So they were paying and I was forwarding it to her. And then she started delivering the next day. I think we started in the evening. So the next day she started delivering. And then that was where I also thought of making it better because she was just putting it in a rubber and sending it out. And a product of that magnitude, you can't just send it out just like that. It was risky.
Okay.
So that is where the idea started from, forwarding it to her. And then I was paying the influencer to keep posting it, to keep posting it for me because the orders are coming. And in a span of 24 hours, I've made about 20,000 Ghana cedis, even more.
Okay.
It's like, wow.
So just selling on Snapchat.
Snapchat alone. No other platform. I didn't even like WhatsApp. I didn't like TikTok, Instagram, those stuff. I didn't like it. I think it was a year into my business before I started TikTok. And just Snapchat. But that one, you need to pay influencers. And I didn't mind. So far as the money was coming, I was just paying them to, you know, keep posting for me. And then the orders were coming. I sold about 500 pieces in a span of about 2 to 3 weeks.
How did that make you feel when you started making money from the business?
I was like, sit tight. I told myself, sit tight. You are now starting. Because it was just one product. And I was like, I can do this better. So, you know, in a span of 24 hours, this lady was already tired. I had to think on my feet. I was like, how am I going to make things better? So I asked, did you do wholesale? She said, yes. I was like, okay, I want wholesale. I want 3,000 pieces. And they are 30 in a container. So I think 1,000, each piece is like 33. You get 33 containers or so. Yeah, something like that. So I was like, I want wholesale. She said she doesn't have a lot of products. And the monies were coming in. I didn't know how to tell them to stop. Because the monies, that is the first time I'm making like some good substantial money. And I don't know how. I was like, so what do you think? And then she was not even replying me. I was getting scared because people were giving me their money. I didn't know how to say, don't buy, don't send the money. I was just taking the money and I was so overwhelmed. My friend came to me to give me moral support because I didn't know what to do again. So I went on Instagram and I was searching where to get wholesale. And then I realized I can get it from somewhere else instead of her. So I think that was about 3 days later. And then I just paused. I wasn't taking orders again. I was like, they should wait. Our products are sold out. When they come, people were ready to pay and wait. So those who were ready to wait, they paid. And I think giving value, that's the basis of business. Because I didn't just start posting. I had knowledge about what it was about. So I was giving them why, even though it was just the first day I started the business, I was giving them why they should get this product.
Because it's a product you had been using for
a while. I've used. And so then I realized a lot of ladies need it.
Right.
So I saw the wholesaler I bought from, and it was outside the country. So that was when I went to my friend. I was like, the money with you, I would need it. Because I don't want to buy small and I want to buy a lot. So I started with, I think, 3,000 pieces. She brought it. It wasn't enough. Because I had so many orders there and people were now getting angry. So I was like, let me take the bold move and then order for 10,000 pieces. I ordered for 10,000 pieces. It got sold the same day. But let me go back. So whilst I was searching for these things, I had to think about my packaging. I couldn't put it in just the rubber and all that. So I went on Instagram once again, searched for a designer, searched for... So it's like everything was just sharp, sharp. I needed it sharp, sharp. So the guy designed for me within 2 days. She brought the things, the stickers, and then containers. I have to get containers. And, you know, it was just one product, so it was easy to do things. But people were not patient. They felt like I've scammed them. They were angry. Going back to the influencer, telling the influencer I've taken their money. And I didn't know what to do at that time. But yeah, I think taking the boldest move has gotten me to this point.
So now how many products do you have?
I have about 12 to 15 products.
And this is all FDA approved, most of them?
Yes, most of them doesn't require approval.
Okay.
Yeah, and then most of them does. Some are approved, some are still under the, with FDA, going through the approval process.
Awesome. I love it. And now your plan is to make this business very big.
Yes, I want to make it Femlux. I want to make it Femlux because I see it as a brand on its own. I used to take from, let's say we have feminine washers that I take from other people, but right now we are going into our own production. It requires a lot and I'm not rushing the process. I want to take my time and go through the process and then, you know, come up with my own production and all that. So I think we've started with probiotics for Femlax and then we are taking it to FDA for approval. And then from there, we are bringing in our own feminine washes, which we are yet to get the samples. I traveled to China for that to, you know, because I was very specific about my ingredients, about who I'm trying to serve, what I want my customers to get out of the product. So I had to travel for that. So I went and then I was able to find suppliers, manufacturers. We spoke about it. It requires like a large sum, but I told them I wanted a sample first. I want to make sure it's approved before I come there for a large scale. So yeah, we are still on it. But now Femlax is okay. It's doing well.
Okay. Now, wow. What a story. So you move from Snapchat.
Yes.
Built a business.
Yeah.
And then a year after, mm-hmm. you go on TikTok.
Now, that, yes.
Talk to me through your journey on building your business on TikTok as well.
Okay, so it all started with Snapchat. Snapchat was taking my account because, you know, feminine hygiene, I was teaching people. You barely see me hold a product and sell. I teach people, then I tell you why you need this product. So, and sometimes they are explicit because feminine hygiene, you need to mention it as it is. And people are so, I don't see Ghanaians doing that. It's like they are scared to mention those stuff. But I was so confident to mention them and then Snapchat. And then there was, when I started, there was not much competition. Competition started coming in and people were so, you know, they started reporting my account and all that. So I'll create an account, they will take it. I'll create an account, they will take it. And my customers were looking for me. And at that time, I had paid a lot of, I've spent about 80,000 Ghana cedis with influencers to make sure that my products are on the minds of people, on the lips of people. So I invested so much in influencer advertisement. Then even though they were not finding my pages, they were still looking for me. So I was like, you know what? I don't like WhatsApp, but I'm going on WhatsApp. So I created another account and then, you know, these influencers posted for me. People came to add me and I was like, we are moving to WhatsApp. So please add me on WhatsApp. And I think in a day, I had about 600 people testing me to save their contact. I mean, people need education and they love the fact that I made them feel like whatever they are going through, I'm also going through it or I've been through it. So yeah, people love that aspect of me. So they came and then I started posting on TikTok. Yeah, I think that was 2024. Yeah, I started posting on TikTok and TikTok also did its own thing. I mean, TikTok. I wish small business owners would take TikTok serious.
Take me through it. Why?
You know, the basis of every business is giving value.
Okay.
And I know what I sell. I know the value. If I'm able to talk about it well, I know I can attract my people. So I didn't go on TikTok and just go and fool. You barely see me on there dancing. I'm not dancing. I'm here for business.
Huh.
So I sit down and I tell the ladies what they need to hear because I know what you need to hear. Because I wish I had those stuff. So I tell them what they need to hear. And they fall in love with it. And then they come to me. So I'm not just selling products. I'm giving them value. I'm teaching them how to, you know, take care of themselves. They are mothers. I have some of the celebs patronize me. I have pastors' wives. Like, I have a lot of people come to me, which they don't even have idea about the things I talk about.
Okay.
So it's like they get to learn from me. So people will just come and be like, I want to learn from you. So please save my number when you post. I want to see it. So that's how I started TikTok. I wasn't going there to dance and do stuff. I wanted to give value of the product I'm selling. I wanted ladies to learn. I'm for the ladies. So I wanted them to learn. And then I was teaching. I was just teaching. And then by God's grace, it picked up.
How has TikTok pushed your business?
Ooh.
In terms of percentage, like if you say, okay, Snapchat pushed it maybe about 20%, how much do you think TikTok has pushed it?
I think right now, say TikTok is about 90%.
Wow.
Because for the whole of 2025, let's say from, I started in 2023, I was paying influencers for adverts. That was so good, but you know, money was going into it. And I don't like to go and just, I don't want you to post my product alone. I want you to talk about it. So I don't pay the small amount. I pay for ambassadorial deals. I pay for, I don't care. I want my business to be on the lips of people, in the minds of people. So when I go to them, I pay them good amount of money to, you know, promote my business for me. Then, you know, all this came about and I was like, TikTok is now about 90% or 95%. Honestly, I just have to post on TikTok now.
So I don't, what did you do differently? I mean, there are people that have businesses on TikTok and it's not working for them. What are you going to tell them?
You need to give value.
Okay.
Every product has its value. If you are selling clothes, you can show people how to style the clothes. If you are selling shoes, teach people how to style the shoes. You don't just post shoes. I don't need that shoes. If I'm wearing this heels or I'm wearing this dress, tell me what shoe I can match with the dress. If someone comes to you to buy the shoe, the dress, she might add the shoe to it because you styled it for them. Every business has its value. That is what you're supposed to be pushing out. Value of what you are selling. Push that one out. I was only pushing the value out. I mean, I sell feminine hygiene products. So I was teaching about feminine hygiene. And if I'm able to teach you about the feminine hygiene, it means you need a product. I will chip in my products for you to know that, okay, this is what I used. Okay, this is the benefit of this. This is the benefit of that. And it brings the people. So you have to give value. You don't have to just go and post. Let's say you want to sell this MacBook to me. I don't know this iPad. I don't know a lot of things about iPad. So why should I buy it? Let me know why I need an iPad as a business owner. Let me know why I need an iPad as a person. If I want to buy a camera, why do I need a camera? Let me know why I need that camera. Maybe I'm okay with my phones, recording with my phone. But maybe a camera has good quality. State the qualities that this camera has. You don't just post that you are selling a camera. No one really cares. But if you take a video with a camera or you compare it with the phone, or this is a phone's camera, this is the camera itself, you push people.
Connected Minds Podcast.